Well, hello there, it's Scarlett, and welcome to Hot in Arizona. I hope that everybody had just a really great Thanksgiving. I gotta tell you, ours was super yummy, but I gotta fess up. I did something that I always tell people, don't do this. As a matter of fact, I've said it on this podcast. I've said, don't do this. And then I went and done did it. I always say, don't try out a new recipe on a big occasion, right? You want to test drive them first. Make sure they're yummy. No. Nope. Didn't do it. So every year, you know, whenever we have a big dinner, I like to go over the menu. And I do have to admit, growing up, we had the same menu every single year, which I didn't care. I liked it growing up. I liked having the same thing. It was comfort food, right? You could count on it. You knew that come Thanksgiving, this is what was going to be on the table. Nothing weird. It was going to be the same good food you can count on. So I kept up that tradition. Now, it kind of went haywire with my mama. She did not keep up that tradition. She would put new things out there. And, you know, like quiche. Quiche? Who does that? Of course, she had a lot more people to feed. My stepdad had 6 kids. They all had, you know, wives, husbands, girlfriends, boyfriends. Everybody had kids. I mean, it was a house full when this tribe showed up. It was just chaos. But my grandmother, you know, we have a relatively small family. So we always had these great comfort foods. I grew up with it. I enjoyed it. They're easy to make. So I continued on with that tradition. One problem. My kids don't like some of those foods. But bless their hearts, they never said a word. Never said a word. They just eat it. So this year, it was last year, there was a lot left over of a certain dish. And I said, what the heck? And they finally said, you know, we don't like that. What? What do you mean you don't like that? You've always eaten it. How can you say you don't like it? Well, yeah, we ate it, but we don't like it. Oh, broke my little heart, because I really liked it. So this year, we're talking about our menu and, you know, how are we going to do the bird? We have finally, I think, we have come across something that we really like. We always did the bird a different way, you know, different seasonings, different ways of cooking it. And last year, my oldest, actually, it was 2 years ago. He put some jalapenos in there and injected a mixture into it. And it was good. It was good. Last year, he put more jalapenos and did the injections. Oh, man. This year, he just outdid himself. It was phenomenal. It was so good with the jalapenos. And he makes his own little mixture, and I don't know what it is, but he injects the turkey throughout, and of course he puts whole jalapenos in the cavity, and it is just luscious. So I said, everybody has agreed on the sweet potato casserole. Yes, everybody has agreed. We do ours with, it's just dessert, basically. It's just the brown sugar and the pecans and butter and yeah. It is bad. I know. And I've been doing so good on the, you know, no added sugar and the gluten-free and the dairy-free. I've been doing good, and I just jumped right off that wagon, just whole hog. But it was so worth it. And then I said, well, what are we going to do about the green bean casserole? Because that's the one they don't like. How do you not like green pancakes? I know. Okay. When I sat and thought about it, I was like, yeah, that's just gross. That's the cream of mushroom soup and the little French's, French fried onions. And I mean, when I think about it, when I look back on it, it is kind of a sophomoric dish, but I don't know. I just always liked it. It was easy. I thought it tasted good. So anyway, what are we going to do? But I was following this YouTuber. She's just cute as heck. And she does these really easy, quick, and cheap meals. And they did a Friendsgiving, and her mama was there, and her mama was making food. She said, this is my mama's recipe. It's her famous green bean recipe. And I said, oh, because honestly, I don't know what other vegetable to have that everybody likes and would eat. But we like green beans. So I watched her little recipe. Super duper easy. I thought, I could do this. I can do this. And it didn't hardly take any time. It did take like 30 minutes in the oven, but prep time was, pretty minimal actually. So I thought, okay, this is what we're going to do. We're going to do this one. Now, I don't want to offend anybody, but I think this little girl, I do not know where she's from, but I think it's the Midwest. Nothing wrong with the Midwest. Not a darn thing. But y'all's food is a little bland. So one of my oldest, he's half Cajun. This kid throws ghost peppers around like nothing. And we all enjoy jalapenos. And I like cayenne pepper. I mean, I put it on everything. Everything, especially starches, right? You're going to have some corn? Throw some cayenne on there. You're going to have mac and cheese? Throw some cayenne on there. Cayenne goes on everything. I like a little bit of heat. My boys like a lot more heat. We made this dish, and it was good. It was good. But it was pretty bland. It was pretty bland. So of course the boys dressed it up, and when they did it, whoo dog, it was so good. Oh my goodness. So next year, I think we're still going to go with that, but I think we're going to add like more garlic and some salt, a little bit more salt. There wasn't a whole lot of salt. So we're going to add more salt and some garlic, and I don't know, we might put some cayenne on there. I don't know, but it was super duper yummy. But it got me to thinking about, the way that we kind of flavor up our foods, and of course, one of the things that's a go-to is salt. I did not realize how many different kinds of salt there was. There is a lot of different kinds of salt. And of course, there's the old go-to, right? The one that we all know about. And that is table salt, right? Table salt, the iodized salt. So something real quick that I did not realize. I mean, I knew that this one place was in existence, but I did not realize that Arizona has a lot of salt. A lot of salt. Now, we're not like number one in the world. However, for the density of our salt, we are. I did not know this. We don't have the biggest salt mine, but for the amount of salt that we have, the density, it is number one in the world. Now, we have a salt mine. We have a salt mine. I know that there are a bunch of you out there who have driven by this salt mine. I know that there might even be some of you that drove by and never really even realized what was going on. We have a salt mine in Glendale, and it's like right on Glendale Boulevard, right? It's Morton Salt. And you can see, sometimes you can see just these huge mountains of salt. Sometimes, they dig through and it goes down and it's hard to see. You can't really see it. And I've always wondered, you know, when it rains, is it like just washing away all that salt? Where's it going? I don't know. But right there on Glendale Boulevard is the Morton Salt Mine. Do you know where that salt deposit is? It's like 15 to 30 cubic miles of salt is the Luke Salt Body. You got that right, Luke? Yeah, it's an Air Force base. It's an Air Force base. And there's this salt mine underneath the facility. Just crazy, crazy. Anyway, it was the facility itself, the salt mine people. It was owned by like Southwest Salt Company way back when, 1969. But in 1985, it became owned and operated by Morton Salt. So here's something interesting. The salt mining method that they use, you know, when we think of mines, because there's a lot of mining here in Arizona for all different kinds of things, and you think of blasting and all that. No, what they do is they pump the salt out of the ground and they inject water through a series of pipes down there that dissolves the salt, which makes it create brine, and it brings it to the surface into a solar pond. And then, because here we are in the great state of Arizona, the sun evaporates the water from the brine, causing the salt crystals to form. I think that is so, so cool. And that is the table salt. Now, it's not just table salt. Most of the salt that is produced there is used for water softening products, which they kind of put through here in Southern California, because you know how bad our water is here, right? I don't know about you, but mine is really bad. And I do use the Morton water softening salt tablets on my water softener. So I thought that was pretty darn interesting. But so Morton does make, you know, the table salt. It's the iodized salt. The thing is, iodized salt is processed to remove the trace minerals, and then it is fortified with iodine, which humans need, right? That is an essential nutrient that humans need. Apparently, it plays a big role in thyroid health. And way back when, 1924, was an iodine deficiency. People, according to Harvard Health Publishing, people were very deficient in iodine. But today, most of us get plenty of iodine from other places, not just salt. We get it in bread. We get it in seafood, milk. Even cheese has, you know, it's just crazy when you think about where all this stuff is. Now, there are impoverished countries where they still need the iodized salt. But we don't really hear, like everything, check with your doctor. Check with your doctor. Maybe you do have an iodine deficiency. We don't know. So just make sure before you completely change everything. Just double check. And we've all seen what our table salt looks like. You've seen what the crystals look like, right? They're kind of small. Now, the smaller the crystals, the more intense flavor salt has, rather than the larger crystals. And like kosher salt, right? So since we don't need the iodine, it might be time to look for different things. And again, I had no idea there were so many different types of salts. And you think salt is salt. It's not. They have different flavors. So kosher salt, it kind of has a larger crystal. But the thing about kosher salt is that it contains less sodium than the iodized salt. So normal table salt, according to the USDA, has 2,330 milligrams of sodium. But the kosher salt, and by the same company, the Morton kosher salt, only contains 1,920 milligrams per teaspoon. I mean, that's a pretty big jump. So if you are watching your sodium, which, you know, a lot of us do because it's a little hard on our hearts. It's not good for us to eat too much. You might want to look into some kosher salt. That might be the way to go for you. So I guess it's like the lack of iodine that gives kosher salt, I don't know, a cleaner flavor. It has less trace minerals and the larger grain, so it's also a less salty flavor, if that makes any sense. It just does not taste, you know, go ahead, put some salt on your tongue, just regular iodized table salt, and then try some kosher salt on your tongue. You can definitely tell a difference. I mean, it's almost, to me, there's almost like a little bit of a burn to it, right? When it's just sitting on your tongue. And then, of course, there's also sea salt. I like the look of sea salt. I like it when you put it through the grinder. I think that's a fun thing to do. But sea salt is just what it sounds like. It's salt that comes from seawater that has been evaporated, leaving the natural salt behind. And it is less processed than the table salt, and it contains more trace minerals. So you may find that you like that flavor better than a regular table salt. However, just because it's less processed and has more trace minerals does not necessarily mean it's healthier, because both the sea salt and the table salt have the same amount of sodium. So keep that in mind if that's what you're looking to cut down on, the sodium. Another way to do sea salt is flaked. Flaked sea salt also comes from the sea, but it's evaporated differently. It's evaporated that in a way that makes them form large flakes instead of the little crystals. And that is really fun for cooking, especially baking. Now, some of you may know that when you add salt to something sweet, it makes that thing even sweeter. So you could put like some of that flaked sea salt maybe on top of homemade chocolate chip cookies, not a lot, you know, just a very little sprinkling, just to give it a little oomph. It really is visually pleasing. You know, some people, they put salt on watermelon. I have not done that yet. I'd love to know if any of you have ever done that. And they say that that makes the watermelon sweeter. I have yet to do that. Another salt that we've all heard of is the pink Himalayan. I have some in my pantry, and it came in the little grinder. Honestly, I haven't used it. I need to start using that. But it comes from the seabeds, ancient seabeds, not yesterday's seabeds. These are old, in Pakistan. And it's naturally pink from the trace minerals that it contains. Now, some people say that is what makes this particular salt healthier, is those trace minerals. Unfortunately, there is no substantial evidence to support this. As far as sodium goes, it contains the same as table salt, according to the USDA. So, I don't know. I don't know if it's healthier. I mean, again, I haven't tasted it, but I got to give it a try. But how many of you have seen the pink Himalayan salt lamps. We've seen them everywhere. I know you've seen them. I happen to have one. People say that if you turn that lamp on, that the salt releases negative ions and it can improve air quality. It can help you sleep better. But again, there is actually no clear evidence to support those claims. Again, I have one. I don't use it. Mostly because I just forget. I don't like leaving things on all the time. And so I just forget to plug it in. So honestly, I have not noticed if it has ever done anything because I don't have it on long enough. I don't know. I guess maybe, I don't know. Maybe we'll have to give it a week's trial, right? Turn it on in the morning, leave it on till night and see if I notice anything. I don't know. But if iodine deficiency is not a problem for you, then stop using the iodized salt. Start using something different. And let me know what you think. Let me know if your food is tasting different, better, who knows. Sometimes when you're doing a recipe, because, you know, I follow recipes, if a recipe does not say what type of salt, I probably, you know, I always just default to the table salt. But some recipes will actually specify a salt type, and that is because they do taste different, and it's going to enhance food a different way. And always just add enough to help elevate the dish. Don't drown it out. It's supposed to enhance it, right? It's not supposed to drown everything out. Number one, I think you should eat fewer processed foods. Processed foods are the devil. They're just the devil. And that means, you know, not just fast foods, but it means things like lunch meats. Unfortunately, they put salt everywhere. You know, they put it in spaghetti sauce. Of course, they put it in our baked goods. So we just have to be careful with it. And because it's not that great for our heart when we're eating it. And that's what's going to bring me to what's hot in Arizona. Oh my gosh. I don't know what made me do this. But I got curious about salt. I wanted to know because there are so many different kinds of salt. So I'm just poking around on the internet and something came up. And I had to try it. I had to try it. You ever been to a salt room? Now there are salt caves overseas in Europe. I guess they use them quite a bit and they're, you know, for medicinal purposes, and it's kind of a big thing. But we have some salt rooms here in the valley. And after some research, I picked one. Now, I'll tell you, looking into these things, I was a little bit iffy. You know, so there were some where you go into a room and the pictures of the rooms looked a little scary, to be honest. And you were in there with other people. Now, you know me. I don't like people. So I found this one, and it is in Peoria. And it is called Salted Desert. So first off, I liked the name. And then I went to their website at salteddesert.com and started poking around there. And I have to tell you, first off, it's a beautiful website. The pictures are gorgeous. But I noticed that the booth, you sit in a booth by yourself. You're not in there with a group of strangers. No, you get to sit by yourself in a booth where you can inhale salty air and just contemplate life. I have to tell you, it was just a whole lot of fun. Oh my gosh, So I met the owner. As soon as you walk in, you're greeted by the owner, Jen. She's one of those people that she has a great smile. And it's just like one of those really easy smiles. You can tell there's just no fake in that smile. It is genuine. And instantly, you just feel at home. You're like, oh my God, have we known each other forever? She gave me a little tour of the place. It's just gorgeous. It is just such a, it's a spa. So it's just a very peaceful, serene feeling. And oh my gosh, if you go look up, oh my gosh, it could have been a really ugly lighting, but she's an artist. And so with her artist eye, the lighting is just really pretty. I don't want to spoil it. I want you to go see it. It is really, really cool. So I went in, and it's called halotherapy, and it's a dry salt inhalation therapy. So it's 100% natural. It is supposedly helpful for people with respiratory conditions, skin conditions. They say that it can help you provide relief from acne, anxiety, asthma, depression, fibromyalgia, eczema, psoriasis, allergies, smoker's cough. Now, I don't know. I have had like this weird hacky cough for years and years. And of course, I quit smoking a long time ago, like what, 22 years ago or so? This hacky cough, it just comes on in the weirdest times. And I can't, doctor doesn't know what's wrong. Doctor says everything's fine. Can't figure out what's wrong with you. Okay, great, whatever. So I went and I did this today. Now, I was a little apprehensive, but I was kind of excited. So I go into this room and there's these two little booths and you get to sit inside there and she closes the door and this mist gets puffed in there about like every 30 seconds or so. You get this puff, right? This little mist comes out with the salt, the dry salt air. And I sat there with my eyes closed because first off, I have very sensitive eyes. And it did kind of burn a little bit. Not bad, trust me. If you go swimming in a pool, your eyes are going to burn a hell of a lot bad than this was. A hell of a lot worse. But I could just kind of feel, so I just closed my eyes. I concentrated on my breathing. It did cause me to cough, which is normal, okay? That's totally normal within the range of what normal is. Because it's clearing your sinuses. Even if you don't know if your sinuses need clearing, it's going to clear them. You don't, you know, maybe the air feels a little bit thicker, but you really don't notice it. She kind of, on the website, it likened it to being at the beach, which is what it was without the humidity, right? You know how when you go to the beach and the salt air, it's like no matter what, you feel sticky, you can feel the salt on you. This, you might feel the salt on you. I didn't feel it, but because it's dry, you don't feel it like you would if you were at the beach and all the humidity. But I did feel like I was at the beach. She even has like this beautiful sound machine with the crashing waves, and it was really, really very cool. Very cool. It's only 10 minutes, and it felt like it was like maybe five. It went by way too fast. I could have just fallen asleep there. It was really very relaxing. And you can just sit there and meditate and, you know, concentrate on your breathing. It was just really wonderful. So when I get out, I don't really know what to expect. I do feel a little bit weird, right? Felt a little weird. Felt weird in my throat. Because you are breathing this in and your sinuses are clearing. So yeah, my throat felt like I had eaten some salt, which by the way, I did beforehand, and I'll explain that in a minute. Other than that, I didn't feel it on my skin. I I mean, I know that it was probably there. It was not what I expected. I expected to feel like, coming out like a powdered donut or something. It wasn't like that at all. It was absolutely wonderful. Now, my nose is always running. I think it's allergies. The minute I get into my car, the air conditioning is always on, and boom, I have a runny nose. You can talk to any of my friends. I always have a runny nose. Ever since I got back into my car after doing that, I haven't had a runny nose. I don't know. I don't know. Psychosomatic? I don't know. I haven't coughed like I normally do. It's been like I coughed once in 6 hours after I went there. And I don't know. I'll have to go back. I'll have to go back and keep trying. But I'm always telling you, when you give people gifts, don't give them something that they have to store. Don't give them something that they have to dust. Give them an experience. And this is a great gift. The holidays are upon us. This would be a fantastic gift. It's $20. $20 for something that really could kind of change their life. It could give them the relief that they really need. Do you know somebody with allergies? This would be amazing. Now, one trip is not going to cure them. I mean, but if they go enough times, they could really see some relief. And I know a lot of times people with allergies, they just need that relief, right? Allergies aren't going to go away. But if you don't want to keep taking allergy medication, I have friends who can't take it. I personally cannot take allergy medications because of my AFib, but I have friends who it just, no matter what, it makes them tired. And so they can't take that. But to be able to clear those sinuses, to give them that relief for however many hours would be amazing. And if they kept it up, who knows? Who knows? This was just such a fun place. And again, Jen is an amazing woman. I hope I didn't talk her ear off. I could have stayed. I could have stayed a lot longer. She was so much fun to talk to. She's just an amazing woman. When you're sitting in this booth, right ahead of you is this gorgeous wall of Himalayan salt. It's beautiful. It just has this gorgeous glow. And if you want, they have curtains that you can pull around you, because the little cubicle thing that you're in, I don't know, I guess it's glass, but you can see through it. So, maybe you have somebody else in there with you that you want to keep an eye on. Like, there's a lot of kids that come and do this, and people with colds and with RSV going around. And so there was a child when I was there. And this way, the parent can keep an eye on them and make sure that they're just sitting calmly in there and concentrating on what they're doing. They also, this is not the only thing they do. They also have this beautiful meditation room with the salt in it. Holy moly, it is gorgeous. And they have a massage therapist who comes in, and Jen happens to be a Reiki master. So I'm going to definitely be going back, but I also really want to utilize these other services of hers. It was really quite the experience. Again, she has e-gift cards. So I'm telling you, you want a great stocking stuffer? You want something that probably people that have not done before, this is the gift. Let me tell you, this is the gift. So far, I do feel better. I do feel better. And again, like I said, I'm going back. I'm going back. I'm probably gonna go back several times just to see. It's not hurting anything. Of course, now going through her website, read through it, If you do have any question, check with your doctor. I do have high blood pressure, but I take medication. I did not feel any different. This is not like eating salt, and the amount that comes out that you're breathing in really is not enough to affect things like your sodium level, high blood pressure, things like that. But if you're concerned about it, check with your doctor first. Check with the doctor. She and her husband run this place, and her husband is a nurse. And actually, he was a critical care nurse. I mean, he worked at the Mayo Clinic. I just felt this was a good place for me. Like I said, I did the research. I looked into all the other places, and this place just really stood out. And I just felt comfortable with it. Beautiful place. Now, what I was going to tell you before was that she has, like, in the waiting area, she does have different little products. And she has stocked some really cool things for the holidays. And one of them was like this sampling of different salt rocks, right? From all over the world. Beautiful colors. Oh my goodness, beautiful colors. And then you can buy like this little bitty grater, and you can put these things on this little grater, right? You're like grinding your own salt without the typical salt grinder to do over your little dishes that you're making. So she showed me how it worked, and I stuck my hand under there, and she put some into my hand, and it was so tasty. The salt was so tasty, first off, and it was the Himalayan sea salt. It was so yummy. And it grinds it into such a fine, fine grind. I was like, how fun is this? What a cool gift. If you know somebody who is into cooking, what a great gift. Super fun. I really highly, highly recommend it. Salted Desert. They're located at 8996 West Union Hills. They are west of the 101, right off of 91st Avenue and Union Hills. They're in Suite 103 in Peoria. Fabulous place. I recommend it highly. You can check them out on Instagram. You can check them out on YouTube, Facebook, Salted Desert. Definitely check it out. A great, great, unique gift for Christmas. And it only takes like 10 minutes. So it's not like you're taking a whole day. You're not sitting with a group of people. You're in a beautiful, relaxing space. And I think you'll feel better. I really do. I know I felt better. So definitely give it a try. And that's all I got for this week. I hope that everybody stays safe and happy and warm because it's getting a little bit Chilean outside. But I will talk to y'all next week. Have a great one. Bye.